All right. Hi again, Attorney Steve Vondran. Welcome to another episode of Fair Use Findings. Okay, we bring you these little short quips on fair use decisions to help you learn a little bit more about copyright fair use and how much leeway you may or may not have as a content creator and creative artist. All right, this case is called Mattel Inc., the maker of Barbie versus Walking Mountain Productions. This is a case out of the Ninth Circuit in 2003. Okay, so this is a case, this was up on appeal, and the plaintiff is Mattel, the toy manufacturer, the creator of Barbie. And they were alleging that defendant Tom Forsythe, a photographer and owner of Walking Mountain Productions, infringed its famous Barbie doll by creating a series of photographs depicting a Barbie doll in absurd and sometimes sexualized positions, usually posed with various kitchen appliances, for example, with a blender or in an oven, various nude Barbies, okay? So, of course, Mattel took issue with this. They said, this is tarnishing our brand. This is a copyright infringement, trade dress infringement, and all kinds of things. So, defendant asserted, however, that his work was fair use and an attempt to critique the objectification of women. Plaintiff appealed the district court's ruling that the defendant's Barbie doll photographs were parodies protected by fair use. As you know, parody from my other videos and tapes, parodies are protected free speech, but parody is like shooting at the king. You better not miss, or you could end up paying substantial attorney fees and damages, okay? So the case was up from appeal, Mattel hoping for a better decision than they got in the lower court. Lower court said this is fair use. It's comment and criticism on the Barbie doll, and everything was fine as far as the lower court. On issue, on appeal, whether defendants' photographs of Barbie dolls as part of a social critique constituted fair use. And the court said, yes, this is a fair use. They affirmed this is a fair use. It's commenting, criticizing, using the Barbie doll, conjuring up the image of Barbie doll to make social critique and commentary. The court affirmed the lower court's finding that the Barbie doll photographs were fair use. The court based its holding on finding that the defendant's use of the dolls for the purpose of parody was transformative. That's your first factor, remember? Nature and purpose of the use was transformative parody. That the extremely transformative nature of the parodic quality of the defendant's work made its commercial qualities, that's factor number four, less important. So although the defendant was trying to make money, factor number four was commercial in use. It was much less important because of the parody. The court also found that the extent of defendant's copying of the dolls was justified in light of the parodic purpose and the photograph medium used. The court also found that the defendant's parodic use was highly unlikely to serve as a substitute for products in Mattel's market or the markets of Mattel's licensees, okay? So this is review commentary on a photo using photographs to parody the original copyrighted image of the Barbie doll. So the court said the lesson to be taken from this is if you're using copyrighted works or even trademark protected works, if you're doing it a legitimate parody, if you're hitting it right, if you're conjuring up just enough of the original to poke fun at it and use it in a different way, creating something new and hopefully something useful, you can qualify for a parody, which would be a fair use defense. And you could seek then as the prevailing party to hold the other party liable for your attorney fees under the copyright law. Prevailing party gets their attorney fees. And I believe in this case, don't quote me for sure, but I believe the plaintiff was hit with over $240,000 in attorney fees. Don't quote me again, check it out, but that's what I remember reading. So that is a fair use finding from the Ninth Circuit, the Mattel case we call this, and a parody was found, fair use was found. If you need help with fair use, you know where to find us on the web at attorneysteve.com. That's attorneysteve.com, the first name in legal services. Thanks for listening. Feel free to share this podcast on your social media networks. Have a great day. Make sure to tune in for more. Bye now.